This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. And since I'm sitting here, let's talk some television.
My name is Mary Alice Young. When you read this morning's paper, you may come across an article about the unusual day I had last week. Normally, there's never anything newsworthy about my life. But that all changed last Thursday. Of course,
that's the opening of Desperate Housewives, the new ABC series premiering this Sunday. What changed in Mary Alice's life that day is that it ended. She killed herself, and no one else in the neighborhood knows why, even though everyone in every home harbors at least one juicy secret. And just because Mary Alice, played by Brenda Strong, dies in the opening scene, that doesn't keep her from narrating the rest of the story. She's looking at her neighborhood now from a distant, somewhat amused vantage point, and so are we. Desperate Housewives is an hour-long soap opera that's heavy on the dark comedy, but is filled with lots of characters you can relate to as well as laugh at. It's the best show of the new season and one of the most original. It's also got one of the strongest and most unusual casts around. Desperate Housewives, created by Mark Cherry, is headlined not by one female star or two, but five. Most have starred in their own TV shows before, and they all deserve equal billing on this one. Listen to this lineup. Felicity Huffman, who was so great in Sports Night, plays Lynette, a former corporate executive who traded that life to have kids, four of them in 3 years. She's the walking definition of frazzled. Terry Hatcher, who humanized Lois Lane in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, plays Susan, a suddenly single mother coping with being unexpectedly dumped by her husband for a younger woman. Nicolette Sheridan, a veteran vixen from Knott's Landing, plays Edie, the neighborhood sex symbol and sexual predator. Eva Longoria, who's coming to primetime from The Young and the Restless, plays Gabrielle, an ex-model trophy wife with a taste for vengeful affairs. And Marcia Cross, who was so deliciously twisted in Melrose Place, plays Bree, a Martha Stewart type whose outer perfection masks some inner turmoil. Like the other women on Wisteria Lane, Bree reacts to her friend's suicide by showing up at the wake bearing comfort food for the new widower, Paul, played by Mark Moses. Brenda Strong, from her heavenly perspective as Mary Alice, describes the scene.
Bree Vandekamp, who lives next door, brought baskets of muffins she baked from scratch. Bree was known for her cooking and for making her own clothes and for doing her own gardening and for reupholstering her own furniture. Yes, Bree's many talents were known throughout the neighborhood, and everyone on Wisteria Lane thought of Bree as the perfect wife and mother. Everyone, that is, except her own family.
Paul. Zachary.
Hello, Mrs. Vandekamp.
Bree, you shouldn't have gone to all this trouble.
It was no trouble at all. Now, the basket with the red ribbon is filled with desserts for your guests. But the one with the blue ribbon is just for you and Zachary. It's got rolls, muffins, breakfast type things.
Thank you.
Well, the least I could do was make sure you boys had a decent meal to look forward to in the morning. I know you're out of your minds with grief.
Yes, we are.
Of course, I will need the baskets back once you're done.
Of course.
Every one of these women has at least one wonderful scene in the pilot. Some are steamy, some are funny, some are even poignant. But Desperate Housewives, most of all, is a flat-out wry comedy served up in a one-hour dose, with no laugh track, lots of intelligence, and with the goodwill ensemble feel of a repertory theater company. These actresses all seem to know they've been handed something terrific here, and each one not only matches the material, but adds something to it. Desperate Housewives is a new show you really shouldn't miss. And this fall, those kinds of shows are precious. Watch Desperate Housewives on Sunday and be prepared to talk about it on Monday. It has the smell, the home-baked yummy smell, of an instant hit.